This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Nā mai haere mai, I'm Marlena Curtis from Marlena's Kitchen, introducing NK Spice. There are the...
Nice!
Bingo, bango. So that was a letter from Marlena Williams Media.
I pretend to be somebody else.
Okay, so we're in the studio with Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between, and today we're going to be talking about solopreneurship. Yes, it's a new word, it's a long word, but it's exactly what it is. It's when you're flying solo. There's no one else in that business but you. Now, I'm not talking about your whānau that are surround you and your maybe have media people that help you, but I'm talking about creating. You're the creator. You make things happen from your mind to the foodstuffs shelves. So on that note, I'm going to introduce you to my beautiful guest. So I've got Olena Williams Media to my right. So Olena started her journey as the selfie queen. Now I'm the spice queen. She was the selfie queen. And then directly in front of me, I have Martina from Blue Petal Farms.
Botanicals.
I missed that out. Sorry, my darling.
It's okay.
And being solopreneurs, we've all had our own journey. We've all had certain things that we can help people. If you're starting to thinking about being in a business to like, yes, you do your research, do your due diligence to see how the market sits. What is the market doing? But don't get caught up in that, because artisan people, we bring so much diversity to what is out there already. If I had drilled all the way down, MK Spice wouldn't have been born. I would have used it on my, when I had to, on the TV show Marlena's Kitchen, because that's how it started. But I wouldn't have gone any further, because you see there's a plethora of spices out there. Some are good, as we know, and some of the brands that are out there, they're great, but they're not artisan. And let me just explain to you, just in case you get confused at what artisan actually means. So you can look this up in the dictionary, people. It's right there with Google. Artisan means to be made in small batches. So if a large company says, this is artisan, I'm so sorry, it isn't. If a large company says it's artisan, it isn't. It can be based on artisan, but
can't
it really
be mass-produced.
Isn't, and it cannot be mass-produced. It is made usually by hand, by the person that's creating something. So people often ask me, MK Spice, Marlena Spice Queen, how do you come up with so many different spices? And the way I come up with different spices is because I have a focus group. Unlike the large companies, I can take $20, turn it around, and hand out my product to people. Also, I have people like Martina from the Blue Petal Botanical Farm. Is that right?
Would do.
There we go. Who we're in collaboration, so she gave me all of her stock of this. What kind of?
Rocoto chilies.
There you go. Rocoto chili. And it's hot. I had to wear goggles, a mask, and gloves, and it still caught my lip somehow. But when I say it's spectacular, it is spectacular. But I'm going to let the others speak a little bit now, otherwise it would just be me, and then what's the point of having people in the studio if I'm just doing all the talking? So I'll go to you first, Olena. First of all, thank you so much for raising the next generation, of course. Why marketing?
Well, I would like to dwell on something that you said before. When you come into business as a small person on your own, you are coming to the saturated market where people have more experience and other things. So if each of us would be stopped by that, we wouldn't exist. So that's
right.
Number one. Number two, our mindset as small artisans is not about kind of becoming millionaires. Most of us are doing it to have a lifestyle that is comfortable enough to not to starve and also to do something that we absolutely love. So it comes from the heart. It comes from the idea that there is a little bit of a gap that you can fill and that you're good at in something. So my gig is marketing, and I try to do art. I try to do so many different things, but it looks like that I'm good at it, and universe calls me to do that.
There you go.
So the same as you are amazing entertainer. Whatever you do is an entertainment, even your spices. I see the world as a marketing. So I see it as a marketplace. Everyone is connected through the demand and supply. Everyone is connected through the value and adding this value and consumption of this. Everyone is connected about creating global good simply to support those not-for-profits by creating some money to transfer to those who are not for earning money. Does it make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And I concur with you. Apart from the bit about, yes, I want to be a billionaire because I know what I want to do with that money. And I will do it because I want to bring filmmaking to Taranaki. It's a beautiful place. We did at one stage have someone that was supposed to be here bringing films here. And we had Show of Hands and another one, which I worked on Show of Hands, and I've got the credit for that. I am working on some stuff in the pipeline. When you put your mind to something, it usually happens because that's what happens when you put your mind to something. You manifest when you say, this is what I'm going to do, it's got done. When I was working on Spartacus, I told everybody, anybody that was stood still and listening, they got sick to death of me, even the producer and the director, he's going, oh my God, there she comes again. I'm going to have my own cooking show, Marlena's Kitchen. I told everyone. And within 9 months, that show was on air on Prime. They asked me, how did you get your own cooking show on air without doing any competitions? I said, well, first of all, I'm not a chef. I said, second of all, it was meant to be. What Olena said, it's fantastic because she said, the universe gives us certain talents. Now, it's up to us to choose to use them or lose them. So, of course, when we reflect on artisan, when we reflect on solopreneurship, I do have Martina from Blue Petal Botanical Farm, award winner
of New Zealand Food Awards last year.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
First of all, congratulations, because that's no easy feat. People who do not understand food, who do not understand how small we are, because we are very small compared to the big guys, eh? We're really tiny. And to win an award, to be put up for an award is huge.
I must say, it wasn't an award, it was to the final level.
Yes, but that was, you too, in my mind, you're a winner. But you're going
Thank
to go
you.
Into my the one that I do.
Yes.
And you're bound to win a whole heap in that
of
one. Because I've won many.
It was a learning curve.
Now, why did you decide to, was it a hobby? Because did you move to the farm with a perception of what you wanted to help people? Because yours is all about helping health.
Yes, yes.
So if you can speak to that, please, my darling.
Not a problem. Well, where to start? My background is completely different. I kind of retired from engineering side of my life and decided to find myself and help myself and my family health-wise. And in a way, I found myself through organic horticulture initially. And when we visited a place, a fitter farm in South Island, that's where I recognized that herbs resonate with me. And that's something that I'd like to get involved. And I did. And it started from there. When you find something that resonates and you can find yourself there, I can listen to you a lot and you are a person who can express yourself. But I can express myself through herbs. That's where my strength is.
Thank goodness for that, because listen, people, you need to have some of these. Martina's going to talk you through some of them in a minute, because it's just so interesting. Some people get a little bit scared because they don't have an understanding and they think, oh, that's too hard. Martina's going to explain to you that the one that I go to all the time is the honey and the vinegar and the
oxymels.
There we go. I don't even remember the name. That's why Martina's here. But all I know is absolutely stunning. Just speak to even that, the process of how you came up with that amazing, amazing award winning. I think it's winning anyway.
Right. Let's come back to oxymel. And there is a background, of course. We can look at it from two perspectives or two angles. Oxymel is a mixture or infusion of apple cider vinegar, honey, and herbs.
Where my favorites.
Your favorites, all combinations. And it has a it's not something that I can claim as mine, because the tradition goes long time ago through Ayurvedic way of healing,
yes,
from Asian side, from Indian side, but in a parallel way, it's coming recently from Rosemary Gladstar, who developed something that most of people know as fire cider, which is again infusion in apple cider vinegar with herbs that can either help us through digestion, through immune support, depending on which herbs we are using. And I have a different combinations that I can claim mine, using that traditional background and knowledge that is scientifically proven nowadays. And that's how finding through a few years of experience that I've been around, what people need and what people come back to, that's something that I submitted, and that's something that has been recognized to the level of the finalist for a little Taranaki company.
Solopreneurship, you've got to go whoop whoop. I want to go back to, you said it's, you know, it's, you can't claim it as your own, it's been around,
Ayurvedic.
So
healing.
I went on one of those courses over in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I went to a retreat. It was a real retreat. And we went through lots of different herbs. My stomach couldn't take most of that. It was too fresh for my stomach, but some of it was really, really good. What I picked up from that was very much like the West Indies, Jamaica. If you go all the way back, when I went to Jamaica, I got quite sick. And they were getting scared because I was already like a bone. And they thought, oh my gosh, she doesn't eat anymore, she's going to be dead. So they got this, it looked to me like mud, but obviously it wasn't, it was just herbs. And I tasted it and it was like, oh, but it fixed the problem. Yeah, it did, it was horrible. But it fixed the problem. Yours tastes really nice and it fixes the problem. And I think of fashion. When you said, because I concur with you, I think of fashion, it just goes round and round. But each time it comes back, there's another level. So your oxymel is another level to it. You've made it accessible and understandable, which I think is really important. But all these things on the market, nobody knows what's going on. And you're there championing and saying, look, if you use this with this, and because you have your own show as well, don't you?
We do have something about healing, the herbal wisdom, here at Access Radio, Art FM.
There you go. And that's a great show for you. Just talk to me a little bit about that so people know that, because some people go, oh, she does that, but I don't know, where do I find out more information?
Of course. The easiest way is to access the Access Radio or Art FM, and under Herbal Wisdom, We are live on air on Tuesdays 10:30, or through the online on-demand system through Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Of course, on my website, Blue Petal NZ, these things can be called re-accessed. Yeah, it's the show about wellness, a show about herbs, a show about our health. I think it's easy to understand. I'm hoping it's easy to understand. It connects us with the earth, with the plants we grow, with the plants that we can use. Will it be culinary or medicinal? And the bees as a major part of our ecosystem.
Exactly.
We also have the workshops. Will it be culinary, medicinal, connected to the land at our premises at Blue Petal, and there are a few here at the collaboration in the city in New Plymouth. And we can organize the topic besides my advertised if you have a group that is interested in well-being and learning.
So you can. So you've opened up your farm, your botanical farm, so that people can come and learn leisurely about and get hands-on and get a better understanding. You're also at the collaboration store. Are you still at the collaboration store as well, on and off?
Yes. Depending on the demand, we do have workshops. And end of May, there is the one about immunity and wellness tonics coming 28th probably of the month. We are part of the festival Taranaki that's happening now, beginning of May. Yes.
When's your date, and what will you be doing, and where?
In my culture, 8th of March is the Mother's Day. Here in New Zealand, slightly different, but for the Mother's Day, Friday evening, 5:30, it's the Mothers and Makers at Blue Petal, and we'll be doing a little bit of harvesting in the garden, and with the botanicals, we can do the immunity infusions. We are going to do the infused honey.
Beautiful.
And something to treat mothers and makers, the herbal and honey mask.
Oh, wonderful. I have to get my hands on one of those. Because that sounds just amazing. The we're learning so much, and we're going right. To me, we're going around in a circle back. Don't get us wrong, people. We're not telling you to stop taking your medications. What we're saying is, take your medications, but there's also something else that can assist. So I have SCD, sickle cell disease, which is huge, and I've been using a lot of herbal. I haven't had a sickle cell crisis in 2 years, which apparently in the top 15%, it's unheard of. It's unheard of. There are so many amazing herbal things out there, and I have to say a big up thank you to Martina, because it's not easy. That all of what we're doing, so Alela Williams Media, all of what you do, when you step outside and try to do something yourself, it's scary, but it's meant to be. It should also be exhilarating.
It pushes our boundaries.
Love that. Pushes our boundaries. It really does. I know that when I was running the stage school and I was getting the parents involved, and I had one lady who said to me, you really, I said I would never step on stage again, and you've pushed and made me feel so comfortable, and here we are. So it's pushing the boundaries. It's hearing what people say, like my daughter, when she had my son brought home salt, it was supposed to be salt and vinegar, salt, right? And my daughter eloquently put it, she said, I have tasted more salt and vinegar on a packet of crisps than what I'm tasting now. So I thought to myself, challenge accepted. And now I understand why. It's not an easy process. And if you try to skip any of them, you get no taste. So I will be releasing a few new products.
Well done.
At my event that haven't been released yet. And I'll be using because you're going to be talking as well, 9th of May. Do you know that it's over? That's it.
That's it.
Yes, my producer, Lena Williams Media, has just given me the tap on the wrist and it just...
Well, that's the time when you have fun, the time flies.
There you go. Thank you, my darling. That's what I thought. But we have to... This will be a series and you will hear some of the same people talking again because each aspect, we only covered a little itty-bitty bit. The aspect is huge. So I'm going to say thank you to Olena from Olena Williams Media. Thank you to Martina.
You're very welcome.
From Blue Petal Botanical Farm. Fantastic. And from me, Marlene Curtis from MK Spice. There are the...
Nice.
Thank you. I'm going to say matawa kakitiano till next time. Enjoy your coffees.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.